USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Search for victims and survivors continues 5 days after Dorian slammed the Bahamas with 185-mile-an-hour winds that obliterated countless homes and entire regions of the island. Officials say over 30 people have been confirmed dead, but that toll is sure to rise as there are still dead bodies floating through the area. Singer and actor Lenny Kravitz, who's currently on tour, is from the Bahamas and had this to say.
Damage has been absolutely massive. I know that we've all been praying for the Bahamas, and that's wonderful, but we can also take action. And so many of you have been reaching out asking what you can do. So these are the first three charities that I've donated to: the National Association of the Bahamas, CORE, and World Central Kitchen.
The Bahamian Health Ministry said helicopters and boats are on the way, but officials continue to warn of delays because of the severe flooding. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
As the nation prepares to celebrate Grandparents' Day, research is showing that more and more have become the primary caregivers of their grandchildren. John Clements reports.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, addictions, incarceration, domestic violence, or divorce, an estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org and type in your zip code.
Stocks finished with a very slight gain this week. The S&P 500 inched up 2.7 points. The Dow Jones Industrial rose 69 to 26,797, and the NASDAQ wobbled, ending with a loss of 13 points. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Scientists are continuing to find new clues as they work to solve the recent vaping deaths around the United States. USA's Wendy King has all the details.
Investigations into the mysterious lung illnesses linked to vaping found the same chemical in samples of marijuana products used by people sickened in various parts of the U.S. The Washington Post reports that the chemical is an oil derived from vitamin E. FDA investigators found the oil in products in samples that were collected from patients who felt ill from across the country. I'm Wendy King.
Two groups of states are targeting Facebook and Google in separate antitrust probes, widening the scrutiny of big tech beyond sweeping federal and congressional investigations into their market dominance. Facebook and Google are two of the world's largest tech companies. The billions who use their services for making social media posts, uploading videos, or searching ads are targeted by the tech companies for their personal data, a prized asset that enhances the company's power. Regulators are now examining whether the companies have used those market powers to crimp competition, potentially raising prices and hurting consumers. A group of state attorney generals are announcing on Monday in Washington the launch of an investigation into whether large tech companies have engaged in anti-competitive behavior that stifles competition, according to Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. The Washington Post and Wall Street Journal, citing sources they didn't identify, have reported the target will be Google. This is USA Radio News.